Okay. The Gemara there in Perek Lal Gadol on Davayin Gimel Mem Beis, right after the lines that we quoted last time, says, quote a Braisa, Hazorea v'hazomer, if a person plants, or zomer, zomer is pruning a tree, anotea, or you plant, or another language of planting, v'amavrich v'amarkiv, or you grafting and mixing trees, kula melacha achas. These are all part of the melacha of Zorea. Rashi there writes that all of them are not only part of the melacha of Zorea, all of them are avos melachos within Zorea. And Rashi explains a different language. Hazorea, planting, literally, is seeds. You take seeds and put them in the ground and encourage them to grow. Notea is if you have a tree, like a, you know, they sell in the garden store, nursery, full plants, and you could plant the tree in your garden. You could buy an already grown tree, and you just replant the tree into your front yard. That is notea, as opposed to the language of Zorea. But either way, all of them are an av melacha of Zorea. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel says the same thing,
except for Zomer.
Except for, there's a slight difference, right? We discussed regarding between Rashi and the Rambam regarding Zomer, which might be, we could discuss it, but I think it's more of a detail. But they both agree in principle that all of them are, or could be, avos melachos of Zorea. The Rambam says whatever encourages the plant to grow, the seed to grow, is an av melacha of Zorea. The Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam there in Halacha Daled, this is a world famous Magen Mishnah, that whatever is similar in action and in result, in what he calls pu'ua and in nifal, is also an av melacha. Whatever is only similar in one, or whatever, you know, that's the implication of the Magen Mishnah. If it's similar in one of them, it would be a toldo. If it's similar in both, it's an av. But I think it's generally interpreted that if it's similar in result, it's a tolda. And if it, but it just has a little bit of a different ma'isa. You could do it this way. You could, whatever. The Magen Mishnah gives examples of tolchein. You know, you chop something up into little bits. That's the av melacha. And if you do the same idea, but in a totally different context, that's a tolda. So it's the same result with a different ma'isa, with a different pe'ula, that's a tolda. But if it's similar pe'ulos, very similar pe'ulos, with similar results, that is the av kamosa, just like Zorea. This is very problematic, Rashi and the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah asks, in Halacha Beis, there, he quotes from the Ramach, who asks in the Rambam, how could there be more than 39 avos melachos? The Mishnah says explicitly in Kol Godol, one of the most famous Mishnahs in all Masechet Shabbos, 39 avos melachos, there are 39 melachos, not more than 39. If, according to the Rambam, all of these are avos melachos, we have many more than 39. Just in Zorea here, we added 4. Other melachos, anytime you have something similar, it's also going to be an av melachos. You're going to have 50, he says. How could it be? The Mishnah says there's only 39. Additionally, he asks, the Gemara in Sadek Vavim Beis in Perek HaZorek says, Hach dahavi b'mishkan chashiva kari layav. How do we know what's an av and what's a tolda? So the Gemara says, if it was in the Mishkan, then it's an av. If it was not in the Mishkan, but it's related to what was done in the Mishkan, okay, then that's a tolda. It's included too. But it sounds like the Iker Koveya, what determines if something is an av melacha, is if it was in the Mishkan. So as the Ramach, if these were in the Mishkan, then they're avos by themselves. If they're not in the Mishkan, how can they be an av? Those are the two questions of the Ramach on the Rambam and Rashi. Rambam and Rashi say, well, if these are avos, they ask, how can they be? There's only 39 melachos, and only what was in the Mishkan is an av. So indeed, many Rishonim say that these are not avos melachos, these are toldos. That's the opinion of the Yireim, Simei Reishai and Dalet, the Meiri, here on Ayin Gimel Medalef, and the Rabbeinu Chanan on Ayin Gimel Mebeis, all seem to imply that these are toldos, not avos melachos. But what about for Rambam and Rashi? So the Ramach had his two questions. They're only 39 and it has to have been in the Mishkan. How could these be avos melachos? So I once heard from Rabbi Rosenzweig when he addressed this kash of the Ramach, I think Rabbi Gustman in his Shiurim on Baba Kama has exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Based on, they both based themselves on Gemara earlier in Masechet Shabbos and Mem Tesem Beis. Critical Gemara, which discusses, how do we know that there are 39 Ovos Melachos on Shabbos? The Gemara has a machlokes. Is it learned out from the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, there were only 39 Ovos Melachos. Okay? So in Hilchos Shabbos, we only have 39 Ovos Melachos. Or no, it's not learned out from the Mishkan at all. It's from the fact that the Pasuk says, in regarding Shabbos, Melacha 39 times. It says the word Melacha 39 times. So we derive from the fact that it says Melacha 39 times that there must be 39 Ovos Melachos. Tosas there starts out with the suggestion that perhaps really there's no machlokas. Of course you require the Mishkan. If you don't have the Mishkan, how do you know? Let's say, so it says Malacha 39 times. Everyone must agree that the Mishkan plays a role because it says Malacha 39 times. Okay, so it says Malacha 39 times. How do I know what's an Avot to Tolda? So Tosas says it must be everyone subscribes to the Mishkan approach. The question is that the only, is that the eager determinant of the number 39? Or is that, no, that was only telling us what's an Av and what's a Tolda, but the number 39 didn't come from the Mishkan. So it's a question, what role did the Mishkan play? That, so the Machlokas is very, very limited, according to the first approach in Tosas. The Ramban there takes that. That's what he accepts. That the Machlokas is very limited. It's not a very big divide between the two sheets. The only Machlokas is how big of a role did the Mishkan play. Tosas there, though, rejects that, and he says, no, the Gemara says it's a machlokas, and the Gemara goes back and forth, and kashas and terutzim, so how could it be that there's no machlokas, such a slight area of machlokas, what's the big deal in here? So Tosas rather takes the approach that really this is a great divide. What is the yesod of the 39 malachos? Is it only from the fact that it says malacha, malacha, malacha 39 times? That's it. That's all we have to work with. That's all the source material that we have. Or is it just learned out of the Mishkan? The Mishkan had 39 primary activities, and those are the 39 Ovos Melachos. If that's the pshat, so then how does Tosas ask? If it's just because it says Melacha, Melacha, Melacha 39 times, how do I know what's an Avot to Tolda? So Rabbi Yosef Engel there in his Gilyoni Hashas, Mem Testament Beis, quotes from a Sefer Yireim that was part of Lo Masara HaKosav El HaChachamim. The Gemara in other places has a concept that the Pasuk says something vague, and the Chachamim have the right to interpret whatever it means, and that becomes the Din Doraisa. Whatever the Chachamim, however they interpret the Pasuk, that becomes the Din Doraisa. So the Yireim applies, this is a big extension of that concept, of Lo Masara HaKosav El HaChachamim, to apply that here too. All the Avos Melachos, what's an Av, what's a Tolda, all was Al Pi HaChachamim. It's not based on the Mishkan at all. Rabbi David Cohn, the Rav in Brooklyn, Gvul Yavetz, has a Sefer called Gvul Yavetz, where he has a different, interesting, really, bedtime reading, interesting articles on different topics. One of his topics is Lo Masara HaKosav El HaChamim, and he makes a big deal about this Yireim, that all Melechah Shabbos are based on the concept of Lo Masara HaKosav El HaChamim. However, what's the Machlokas? If there is such a great divide, one opinion is because it says Melechah 39 times. The other opinion is because those are the 39 major activities in the Mishkan. Perhaps this is critical in defining the Yesod HaMechayev, the essence of the Machayev of all the Melechah Shabbos. That's where Rosenzweig and Rabbi Gussman suggest that this is really indicative of how you define Melechah Shabbos. If it's because these were the 39 major activities in the Mishkan, Melechah Shabbos is defined as a Maisa Ha'isser. This Maisa was in the Mishkan, so you can't do it on Shabbos. This exact Pu'ua. Okay, if it's similar to that Pu'ua, maybe it's a Tolda. Okay, but it can't be the Av. The Av is defined by an action. This exact action was done in the Mishkan, that's it, that's the Av. However, if it's because, not because it's, that was the 39 major activities in the Mishkan, it's because it says Malacha, Malacha 39 times, it's more generic. It doesn't sound like it's driving at 39 activities. It sounds like it's 39, use Rabbi Rosenzweig's language, 39 headings. This result, don't bring about this result, 39 results, not necessarily 39 pu'ulos, because it's not because it was in the Mishkan per se, it's because it says Malacha 39 times, and we link Malacha, whatever is called Malacha. So if it's a heading, a result, whatever it's called, Malacha, it could be much more expansive. So when the Rambam says that all of them are Avos Malachos, he doesn't mean that they're each independent activities which are Aser. It means they're all under the heading of Zoreya. And within Zoreya, they're all parallel in terms of, they're all just as significant in terms of creating a Malacha as actually planting a seed. Noteya is just as significant as planting a seed. So it's under the same heading as Zoreya. Doesn't mean the Ramat said, so don't we have more than 39 Avos Melachos? So the answer is no, we don't have more than 39. We have 39 headings. And Noteya is under the heading of Zoreya. But we remain with 39 headings. Rav Guzman points out that the tshuva of the Rav Bezalel Ashkenazi, who is the author of the Shita Mekuvetzes, and his tshuvas, points out that the Rambam switched from the language of the Mishnah. The language of the Mishnah in Shabbos is Hazorea, Hachoresh, Hakotzer. And the Rambam switched to Harisha, Zriya, Ketzira, focus on the action. I'm sorry? Says the same thing. So Rav Bezalel Ashkenazi says, you see from here, that the Rambam is not so much focused on the action, Hazorea, you who did Zriya. It's not your action, it's the result. Zriya, Harisha, Ketzira. However, everyone would agree that if you, let's say, you did Zriya and Netiya, Behelam Echas, you don't need Chayav on Chatas, because that's the terrace of the Ramah's Tasha. These are not different Avos, they're all the same Av. Yeah.
Can't you say that even if it's based on the Mishkan,
yeah,
right, even everything that yeah. stems from yeah, what yeah. happened in the Mishkan, it can still be based on the effect, it doesn't, or the intended result, as opposed to...
Could be.
Okay, it doesn't have to be...
I guess it's more reconstruction. Right, you could argue. Right, okay.
I mean, just the way you, according to this.
One could disagree with this.
If it's based on the Mishkan, it's based on a specific Maisa.
Right.
The other possibility is like right. conceptual categories creating a
Correct.
Certain, you know, effect.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be.
Like, linked with the Mishkan Malacha approach.
Yeah, it could still be.
It fits, I think it fits nicely. They both suggest that, yeah.
The Hazorea, the original Lashon of the Mishnah, sounds like it's focused on.
On your action, Hazorea, you who did Zriya.
Specifically doing Zriya.
As opposed to Zriya, Hazriya, which is just planting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're saying this is the machlokes between the Tumadar and the Marim and Pesach.
That's what they suggest.
They'll come and rash around the Marim.
And they're passing like Malach and Malach. Yeah, they're a little corny. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, either way, all of these categories are that the Gemara, that the Braisa lists, are at least a Tolda, maybe even an Av Melacha too. What else is for sure included in the Melacha of Zriya? So the Yerushalmi, quoted here by the Rabbeinu Hanano and the Meiri, includes many more things in the Melacha of Zriya. The Yerushalmi says, Hamezahem, if a person puts a smelly substance on the tree or a plant, to insecticide, to chase away the bugs, or you take away stones from around the tree so that the tree could grow, or anything that you do, so, or a person waters the tree, says Yerushalmi, that would also be considered Zorea. Or you uncover the roots, or you provide sunlight, Yerushalmi says. Or the Yerushalmi says, Ha'osebatim, let's say your tree is in the direct sunlight, the grass is going to dry out. So you put out the awning, and now the grass doesn't dry out, that's also part of the Melacha of Zorea. And Yerushalmi has a very cholistic lashon, kol shehu mavtu as haperos, whatever encourages the peros to grow, is chayav mishum zoreya. The Shvisas HaShabbos, in Sif Yud, says that many of the items listed by the Yerushalmi are not proactive. They are proactive, but that they don't produce a result in and of themselves. They prevent something from happening. They're preventative. Let's say spraying insecticide. Insecticide certainly does not help the tree grow. Environmentalists will probably tell you it hinders the tree from growing. But what it does is it prevents the bugs from coming and eating away at the tree. So that's preventative. So you see from Yerushalmi, even a preventative action could be called zoreya. Or you build a house on top of a tree, on top of a grass, let's say. So that's not a greenhouse which focuses, you know, sunlight. Something which is preventative is also included in Zoreya. So the Shabbos says this is a big chiddush, because the Gemara says in the Mishnah in Nedarim and Lama Gimel Mer Aleph that if a person is molder hana mechavero, I say I don't want to benefit anything from you. I'm taking neder. I'm not going to benefit from you. The Mishnah says you can pay my debts, even though I said I don't want to benefit from you, or you said to me I'm not going to benefit you. I'm not going to do anything which is nice to you. I can still pay your debts. So the Mishnah explains, because that's mavriach ari. I'm just getting rid of your creditors, credit card companies. I'm just sending them away. I'm not giving you any hana, per se. I'm just preventing something from bothering you. Mavriach ari, I chase away a lion, which was coming after you. So that's not called a maisa hana. It sounds like from the Mishnah, and this concept appears elsewhere in the Gemara, that this is not something which is proactive. I chase something away, it's not considered a maisa, necessarily. Says the Shvisas HaShabbos, but in Meleches Zoreya at least, and he says it could be true in all the Melechos, Mavriach Ari, preventing something from happening, could also be called a Maisa. preventing the tree from getting eaten by the bugs could also be a ma'isa of zoreya, because I'm encouraging the tree to grow, even though it's preventative in nature. He thinks that that would be included in the malach of zoreya midoraisa. Yeah.
He's hard to say that it might be telling two things. Two things before, and more is based on like, the result and what and the.
As opposed to pu'ua. Very nice. I mean, yeah, I didn't think of that. It's yeah, very logical. Yeah. The Yisham Gusman is Tolos. These are Tolos. Okay, so I don't think anybody would say this. This is certainly not similar. You're following the Magad Mishnah's rules. It has to be similar, but Pu'u, but Nifal, I don't think this is similar.
The Shiloh within is just
because
it's
an Avra
Tolta. It's not whether it's like, what's the Chayot.
The Right, because that's an Avra versus a Tolta, right. 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 The Chalkas Yoav disagrees, and the Chalkas Yoav doesn't call the Shiz Shabbos. For the Shvi'i Shabbos, but he disagrees and he says, no, it's Mavriach Ari. All these things are only Asa Midrabbanan. Yushalmi just meant to say it's Asa Midrabbanan. There are certain things in that list which are certainly not Asa Midrabbanan. Watering or providing sunlight. Nobody would say that's Asa Midrabbanan, but the things that are preventative in nature would only be Asa Midrabbanan. The Shmir Shabbos Kochasa. I'm adding to it, but I think this is what he means, is that how could the Shiza Shabbos said again, that Mavriach Ari here is Aser. How could something which is preventative in nature be part of the Malach of Zoreya? That's not called a Maisa in Kol Torah Kula. Mavriach Ari is preventative. How could it be called a Maisa by the Malach of Zoreya? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, if it's the Derech Zriya Bekach, that's the way you normally, if you are running, let's say, Gush Alei Katif, you know, where they grow romaine lettuce or whatever, and parsley, whatever they grow there. So if that's what they normally do to make the plants grow, is sometimes they clothe, they cover it over so that it shouldn't be burned out by the sunlight, or they sometimes spray insecticide, that's the Derech Zriya Bekach. So even though it's preventive in nature, it's Derech Zriya Bekach. That's part of the Malach of Zoreya. But if you're doing something which is preventative, which is not Derech Zriya Bekach, normally people do not cover their grass, let's say their front lawn. Most people don't do that. And this person sees that his grass is, you know, the sun, I don't know where he lives, but the sun is burning out the grass, so he decides to cover it. That's not the normal way people take care of grass. So that would not be called, says the Shlomo Zalman, that would be mutter. That wouldn't even be Asa Midrabbanan, that would be mutter. Because the only time you can ask him, Mavriach Ari by Zriya, is because if it's Derech Zriya Bekach. So according to Shvi'i Shabbos, it's Asa Midrabbanan. According to Chalkas Yoav, it's Asa Midrabbanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, if it's Derech Zriya Bekach. But if it's not Derech Zriya Bekach, it's mutter heter gomer. So you could even cover something that's if it's ain't Derech Zriya Bekach. Yeah.
Is there a shear for the significant quantity of plant that a person is?
It's my focus. You're showing him. Some you're showing him hold there is a shear by Zoreya, Grogeris. Some you're showing him hold there is no shear.
Cool.
Yeah, it's my focus. The Rashi and the Rambam. I forgot who points this out. I think the Minchas Chinuch, the Malach of Zoreya, points out to my focus between the Rashi and the Rambam. Whether there's a shear by Zoreya. However, one of the things that Yushalmi lists, which is very common practically, is mashkemayim. If a person pours water onto seeds to encourage them to grow, that is at least a tolda, probably just a tolda of Zoreya, but it's also midoraisa. The Gemara in Moed Katan quotes in Machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Is watering really chai? Again, that's Dushalmi. Dushalmi says watering is Zoreya. In the Bavli, this is a machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef. The opinion of Rabba is that Zoreya is not chai mishum. I'm sorry, that watering is not chai mishum Zoreya. Watering is chai mishum choresh. The next melacha. Because choresh, really what choresh does is it makes the ground more fertile. Flower, you dig up nutrients. So watering should be similar to choresh, because what you're really doing is making the ground more fertile for growth. It's not focused on the plant. Rabbi Yosef disagrees and he says it's not choresh, it's zoreya. Your intent is not for the ground, your intent is to grow the plant. So Rabbi Yosef holds watering is chayv mishum zoreya, not choresh. Again, Rabbi is mishum choresh, Rabbi Yosef is mishum zoreya. The Gemara quotes Abaye, who asks on both of them, is Kasha. What are you talking about? How could it only be Choresh? It might be Choresh too, but it's certainly Zoreya. And then he asks him, Rav Yosef, How can it be just Zorea? You definitely are making the ground more fertile too for other plants. Weeds will grow too. You intend for this thing, but weeds will grow too. You made the ground more fertile. So it can't be only one. It must be both. How can it only be Zorea? Not Choresh or Choresh. Not Zorea. It should be both. And it quotes the opinion of Rav Kahana, who says that Zomer, v'tzarech le'etzim, if you have a tree, and you're pruning the tree. So pruning the tree, other than the fact that you get the branches, which might be very valuable to you, but you are also aiding the health of the tree, because you pruned off unhealthy branches, and now it's going to grow much better. So it is one, Zorea, because you're pruning the tree, and that helps the tree grow. And number two, could be Kotzer, because you're getting the branches which you want. So if you don't want the branches, it's just Zorea. But the opinion of Rav Kahana is Zomer, but Tzarech Le'etzim. You trim the branches, you prune the branches, and you tend for the branches. You're going to use them in your firewood or something. Zomer, but Tzarech Le'etzim is Chayiv Shtayim. You're Chayiv Kotzer, and you're Chayiv Mishum Zorea. So says Abaye, if Rav Kahana holds you can be Chayiv 2 for Zomer, but Tzarech Le'etzim, why can't watering also be 2? Watering should be 1, Choresh, and 2, Zorea, because it helps the ground be more fertile, and it aids in the growth of the plant. So the Gemara leaves off as a kasha. So the Tosa says, what kasha? Rav Kahana was an Amora, just like Rav and Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana wasn't a Tana. We don't ask kashas from Amoraim and Amoraim. So the Tosa says, not a kasha. They disagree. They hold you can't be chayv two for one action. That's a big chiddush of Kahana. You can be chayv two for one action. They hold you can't be chayv two for one action. You can only be chayv either Zorea, so they have to pick one. So Rav picked Zorea. Rav Yosef picked, Rav picked Choresh, Rav Yosef picked Zorea. So how do we paskin then? Is it Zorea or is it Choresh? So the Rambam, Tosa says, Zemachokes between them. You can't be chayv both. Kasha, the teretz of the Kasha is not your chayv two. Your chayv one, which one? So the Rambam paskins that your chayv mishum Zorea. Watering is chayv mishum Zorea, not Choresh. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, Sekan Hey, quotes from some of the Rishonim. I think that, my memory is that it's or Zerua, but I think it's Agos. I'm not sure if it's Agos. Maimon Yeron or Zerua, one of them, that Yechayev both. We don't pass on like either of them. We pass on like Rav Kahana. Yechayev too. Okay, you disagree with him. We don't pass on like you, either one of you. We pass in Chayev both, Zorea and Choresh. What's the difference? If we pass in, it's also because of Zorea or because of Zorea and Choresh. Huh?
Atra.
What?
Hasra.
Okay, that's the theoretical debate, but practically, well, the difference will be whether or not, let's say a person's on Sukkot. So many people will wash their hands. You have to eat bread in the Yom Tov. So some people don't walk inside, they wash their hands outside. So you can wash your hands outside. So where are you going to wash them? On the grass? That's Zorea. So where are you going to wash them? So you wash them on the dirt. Can you wash your hands over dirt? There's no plants there. So ostensibly, there's no Zorea. What's the problem? So if Hamash Gemayim is not Chayim Mishum Zorea, Hamash Gemayim is Chayim Mishum Choresh, so even if there's no plants there, Bechlal, the part where there's no, I don't know, the sun isn't there, it doesn't get there, so there's no grass. So you can water your hands there. So you can water your hands there, you wash your hands there, you might be Chayim Mishum Choresh. So it depends on this Machokas HaRishonim, is Hamash Gemayim, the Shaar HaTzion points this out. In Siman Shin Lamed Vav, Sefkat in Yud Ches. Shaar HaTzion says that there should be a difference whether or not you can wash your hands or water on ground, dirt, not concrete, dirt, which there's nothing growing there, should you be allowed to wash your hands? It should be dependent on this. Machlok HaRishonim is watering the ground, Chayim Mishum Choresh, in which case you don't need plants there, or is it Chayim Mishum Zorea, and it would only be if there are plants there on the dirt.
Wouldn't make a, if it's Mishum Zorea, wouldn't make a Zera on doing washing over dirt, Shana will come to wash on.
Yeah, but the Gemara had us as a Xera. We don't make Xeras on our own. One could make such a Xera.
This is assuming that Zerea, that watering is only a problem, if it's part of Zerea, if Mashke is part of Zerea, then it's only a problem for plants that already exist. But why can't you say it's a problem for something that, you know, it might cause something to grow?
Right. So I think that's the Svar of those who are Chai Mishum. I'll take it the other way, not Lachum or Lakua.
Yeah.
This is what one of the modern Svarim is, Orfa Shabbos, the newer Svarim. So he has, it's more useful in the Mach of Afia and Bishul, but he has here on Zorea, he quotes from Nissen Karelitz, in his Sefer Chut Shoni, on Hilchot Shabbos, which I don't even own, he just quotes it, that he said, the only time it should be Choresh is if it's Roy Lizria, or you plan on planting something there, because then it's making the land fertile for something which could grow. But if no one ever plants on planet, it's a desert, let's say, you're in Eretz Israel. Nobody's going to plant here in the Sinai where you're washing your hands. So that nobody intends on it. It's not going to be roy lizriya. It's sand. So I don't think he says that, that for sure everyone would say that's mutter according to everyone. It's not choresh. It's not zoreya. The only time it can be choresh is if it's fertile.
Yeah,
the Orchel Shabbos, page 479.
He says the opposite of the
Sharatzin.
Yeah.
Well, no, he says the Sharatzin is correct. Sharatzin is
no,
correct.
More makele,
but the Sharatzin, it's only choresh if someone might come to plant here because it's making the ground more fertile. If no one's ever going to plant here, or it's not roy lekach, it's sand, something like that, then that shouldn't even be choresh. That shouldn't even be choresh. So watering the ground is usher on, if there's plants there, certainly, is usher on Shabbos. Maybe even if there's no plants there, if it could be, but let's say next to your driveway there's grass, and you know, part of the grass didn't grow that well, and the person doesn't take that good care of his grass, and there's dirt, so he washes his hands on that dirt. There, it's right, Israel. The grass might grow, they might decide one day to put grass there. So, or he'd be very happy if grass would start growing there. So then, I don't know, that should probably be Chorish. But watering is also on Shabbos. What about before Shabbos? The Gemara on Shabbos on Yuches Amid Aleph, Sugya which we mentioned last time, says that poskin mayim legina, you can open up your hose into your garden erev Shabbos and allow it to keep watering all Shabbos long. Poskin mayim legina erev Shabbos im chashecha, and it keeps going all Shabbos long. So the Sefer Hilcha Shabbos, it's Rabbi Eider. In Zoraya, footnote 31, Oslam et Aleph, says you see from here, it's mutter to run a sprinkler system on Shabbos. Because the Gemara says you can open up your hose Friday and leave it running all Shabbos long. So he says, let's say you open up your sprinkler system, or presumably if you set it for him, he would say, well, we'll see him maybe in a few minutes, but for him, if you set it on a timer, and your sprinkler system goes on Shabbos, it should be okay. Because you're setting up Friday, it's going to water on Shabbos, that's permissible. It's only also to water actively on Shabbos. Here I set it up before Shabbos. So the start of Elacha before Shabbos, which continues onto Shabbos, is mutter. That's what you see from the Gemara there. A klal, this is a big klal, but it's very nogeh to Zoreah, because that's the example of the Gemara, that you're allowed to start of Elacha Erev Shabbos that continues onto Shabbos. So Rabbi Eider says there should be mutter too, run a sprinkler system on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. I don't know if he was talking about our sprinkler systems, but that's what he says. It's permissible, that's the Gemara, it's permissible to water your field from Friday on to Shabbos. The Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Eider quotes on the next coming following footnotes from the Chazon Ish with a caveat on this halacha. It sounds like he agreed in principle, but he has one caveat. He says, in the old times, I don't think this is true anymore in our homes, but in the old homes, it always used to come from one main water line. So if you were running, let's say you're washing your cup out in this kitchen, so I turn on the water in the kitchen, the water pressure outside goes down. So he says, that's okay. You can decrease the water output on Shabbos. But let's say your sprinkler is going on Shabbos, and I open the faucet, then close the faucet. So when I close the faucet, I just increase the water pressure outside. So now more water is going to the garden. So he says, that's Zoreah. So you have to make sure that your house doesn't run like that, Chazon Ish said. Then you can run your sprinkler system on Shabbos with the caveat that the water pressure that goes to the hose is different than the water pressure that goes to the other areas of the house. However, not everyone is so happy with what Rabbi Eider said for a very good reason. The Gemara in Shabbos right there in that same sugya in Yud Ches Amud Aleph says that true, you can start a melacha Erev Shabbos that continues onto Shabbos. I can open my hose into my garden on Erev Shabbos and continues onto Shabbos. But I cannot run a mill which grinds wheat. That's what we mentioned this last time. I have a mill which grinds wheat. So I pour in a whole package of wheat into the mill and it's going to grind all Shabbos long. Why not? Why is that different than poskim mayim legina? I leave my hose running. It's doing zriya all Shabbos long. Why can't I run a mill that's doing tchino all Shabbos long? So the Gemara, that's a brisa. You cannot run a mill all Shabbos long, even though I started it on Friday. Why not? So one opinion in the Gemara is that this goes like Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai hold that there's an issur of Shvisas Kelim. My Kelim must rest on Shabbos just like me. So they would not allow Zriya either. This is a dissenting Mishnah of Brisa to the other one. One Brisa follows Beis Hillel, that you can leave your water running into your garden all Shabbos long if I started on Friday, because there's no halacha of Shvisas Kelim. I have to rest from halacha on Shabbos, not my Kelim. That's Beis Hillel. But the opinion, the other braisa, which says I cannot run a mill all Shabbos long, that's like Beis Shammai, that hold that there's a prohibition of Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos too. Not only do I have to rest, my Kelim have to rest. That's the old machlokas in Beis Shammai Beis Halal. So really there's a machlokas in braisas. That's one opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara is that no, really they're both like Beis Hillel. I can open up a hose into my garden Erev Shabbos and continue to all Shabbos, but I cannot run a mill all Shabbos long, even though I started on Friday. Why not? Because Av Shemilsa, says the Gemara, a mill makes a lot of noise, the grinding and the everything running out, the running in, running out, and it makes a lot of noise. So Gemara says this Hashmas Kol V'Av Shemilsa. It makes a big deal. It makes a whole ruckus. It makes a what do they call that? It's making a scene here on Shabbos. Everyone's going to see that there's a malach happening on Shabbos. So the Mishnayim add that what people will think is that I started this on Shabbos. It's not exactly the same as a Marasayin, but because I made such a loud noise doing a malach on Shabbos, it's a zilzel of Shabbos. Those are the two opinions in the Gemara. These are two opinions. The Mechaber is make on this, Shaila. The Mechaber holds you can run anything, any malach you want to start Friday. That's like, that's Beis Shammai. Even if it makes noise, it's mutter. The Mishnah says you can't run a mill all Shabbos long, Beis Shammai. The Shulchan Aruch says that's like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel hold it, even if it makes noise. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Comes out from that then, Rav Adi Yosef points this out in a few places. You don't need Rav Adi Yosef. Anybody can point this. Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. So therefore, let's say a person wants to set their washing machine. You run, turn the washing machine on before Erev Shabbos, before Shkia. You leave your washing machine running all Shabbos long. It won't run all Shabbos long for an hour. Put your dishwasher on before Shabbos. Let it run into Shabbos. It's permissible, even though it makes a lot of noise. Or dryer, even though it makes a lot of noise, it's permissible according to the Shulchan Aruch. Because that braisa, which said it's also to run a mill on Shabbos, is only according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. However, for the Ashkenazim here, the Ramah quotes two opinions about this. And the Ramah is Machmir. That braisa is like Beis Hillel. That there is no halacha of Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos. I can start any malacha Friday and it continues on to Shabbos. Why can't I run the mill Friday going into Shabbos? Because it makes a lot of noise. Any malacha that makes a lot of noise going into Shabbos, even though I started it on Friday, I'm not allowed to do it because it draws attention. People will think you started it on Shabbos or it'll make a zilzul to Shabbos to have such a loud malacha going on.
The reason that it's a zilzul, that might not necessarily...
To me, it's a little bit unclear what the real havana is. If it's because the malach is happening on Shabbos, is it zilzul? Because Ramah says anything that everybody knows... we could talk about it. Ramah says anything everybody knows you said it before Shabbos. It runs constantly. So you don't have to worry about that. But we'll get to that in a second. In the Shabbos home, which I happen to like the Shabbos home very much, Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, so I think it's Shabbos Hashayachim Lebayis, the Shabbos home, right? Simchem Binum Kohn. Yeah. The second volume has a chapter on Zareah, so he quotes from Reb Moshe, Mipi Shmua, who said that he cannot run a sprinkler system on Shabbos. Why not? It goes, you know, it makes a lot of noise. Everybody sees it. It makes a scene. So Moshe said, you can't run a sprinkler, even though the Gemara says, post Gemayim Legina Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheitla, and it keeps going all Shabbos as long as watering my garden. I don't know how Moshe understood that, but the Rite says it's mutter to leave a hose running into my garden all Shabbos, and Moshe is not a sprinkler. That makes a whole scene. That's like the mill which is grinding wheat going to Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do that. So in my mind, I think this could be kushya achas mitaretz es chaverta. How did Ramosha understand the Gemara? The Gemara says posim mayim legin erev Shabbos and it goes all Shabbos. So I think Ramosha understood that that's like in Eretz Yisrael now. They have this new, I think, it's an innovation in irrigation that they have this drip system where it just drips. You wouldn't even know it's on, and because you don't see it, it's not supposed to evaporate as much. It goes right on the roots, and that it's supposed to be very productive in areas which have very little rainfall. So you wouldn't even know it's on. You could walk around, you wouldn't even know it's on if it's set up properly. So I think even Ramosha should be mako there. That's mamish poskim mayim legina erev Shabbos. That's the braisa says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You can allow a hose to run into your garden all Shabbos long. So Rabbi Eider said sprinkler system too. You want to set your sprinkler system on a timer, allow it to go on Shabbos, gizun day. Chazanish, okay, it has to be different plumbing. Okay. But Rav Moshe said, you're not allowed to. It's going to make a scene. So, okay, maybe, even if we accept Rav Moshe, it does make a scene. I am sympathetic to that. But if it's that no drip system, that drip irrigation system, or anything which doesn't make a scene, should be permissible. This Ramah is very nogeya to other areas of halacha too. I mean, we're not going to get into the whole shay. You know, there are many shayos which are nogeya to this, but one prominent one, which is just for mention for a second, is the shay of the fax machine, or the answering machine. Rabbi Bleich, in his fifth volume, is a wonderful svarim called Contemporary Halachic Problems. So in his fifth volume there, page 164, he discusses the issue of sending a fax from America. Let's say Friday, I want someone in Eretz Israel to read my fax Matzah Shabbos there. If I send it Matzah Shabbos here, it'll be Sunday morning there. Already half, and Sunday is a business day there. So already half a business day is going to pass by the time I get to send my fax. So I'm going to send my fax Friday, and it's already Shabbos there. Can I do that? A big shy. Well, I want to call, and this happened when I got engaged. My wife has family in Eretz Israel. We got engaged Friday, whatever, for whatever reason, afternoon. So they wanted to call the family in Eretz Israel and at least leave a message on the machine. Can you do that? It's Shabbos there. So Rabbi Bleich and other poskim too compare this to starting malacha before Shabbos starts, and it continues onto Shabbos, because here it's not Shabbos yet. My malacha raced past the time zone into Eretz Israel to where it is Shabbos already. So that should be like starting malacha before Shabbos that continues onto Shabbos. So it should be permissible. So Rabbi Bleich says it's permissible to send a fax or to call and leave a message on a machine in Eretz Israel should be permissible. That is doing a malacha Erev Shabbos that continues onto Shabbos. He quotes that some disagreed with this because the Ramah says if it makes noise, you're not allowed to do it. So he says if a fax machine makes noise, or an answering machine, it could certainly make noise. So perhaps that should be considered making noise. And the Ramah said if you can't run a mill Arab Shabbos and continues on the Shabbos because it makes noise, so too here, you can't do a malacha Arab Shabbos and continue on the Shabbos because it's going to make noise. And a fax machine makes noise as it comes in. So Rabbi Bleich disagrees with that. He says, no. He says, you're going to say that. So a refrigerator also makes noise. Air conditioner also makes noise. You can't leave your air conditioner on Friday running into Shabbos. So he said, we've accepted that there's a minimal, you know, the background noise. That doesn't bother us at this point. So background noise, there's so many noises in life. So if that noise doesn't bother us, a fax machine also shouldn't bother us. An answering machine also shouldn't bother us. These are noises, general, you know, white noise. We just hear these things. It's not option milsa. So many poskim allow one to do that, and it's based on this halacha, poskimayim lagina, by Zoraya. That you can start a halacha Erev Shabbos if it continues on to Shabbos. Just if it makes noise, you're not allowed to do it, because then it's zilzul Shabbos. You make a scene out of a halacha on Shabbos. That's not right. If it doesn't make that much noise, it should be permissible. When I lived in the dormitory, so my smicha, time when I was in smicha, we lived in the high school dorm. The top floor of the high school dorm, they took smicha guys. So I used to live looking out onto Danziger Quadrangle, you know, in that area of grass, which they are always trying to grow very much because kids play football on it. So they're always watering it. The sprinklers go on at night. If you're ever up that late at night, it used to wake us up because there's no air conditioning, so the windows were open, and you used to hear the sprinkler going. So one night, it was Friday night, and I remember we were standing in the dorm and the sprinklers went on. And then I noticed that every Friday night, the sprinklers go on at like 1:30 in the morning, the sprinklers went on Friday night. So we looked into the shy a little bit, some more makel, that the sprinklers could go on Friday night. And that was what was going on in YU. But then we spoke to Rav Schefter about it. Rav Schefter was not happy about it at all. Other than the fact that it makes a lot of noise. And Rav Moshe says, Av Shemilsa, that if a sprinkler makes a lot of noise, it woke us up. So if the sprinkler makes a lot of noise, you're not allowed to do it. That makes a lot of noise, and you're not allowed to do a malacha. It starts Friday, it continues after Shabbos if it makes a lot of noise. Irregardless of that fact, Rav Schefter thought it should be also for a different reason. And we complained, and Dr. Lamb wasn't happy about it either, and he didn't know about it, and they stopped it. I don't think it goes on anymore. But the reason Rav Schefter was against it was for the following reason. And it should be nogea to Zoraya too. I mean, it's nogea to the sprinkler system. But it's very important in other areas as well. The Rambam, no, not the Rambam, the Yushalmi, again, we quote it again, there's a stira in Brises. One Brises says, or Breitot, one Brises says, you're allowed to start a malacha Erev Shabbos and continues on to Shabbos. You're allowed to leave my hose running into my garden and start Erev Shabbos and continues on to Shabbos. But I can't run a mill On Friday, it continues on the Shabbos because it makes why not? Mishpah says you're not allowed to do it. Why not? One opinion of the Bavli was that's Beis Shammai. Shvitzis Kalim. You couldn't run a hose either. And the Brises are really arguing with each other. The second opinion is in the Gemara, no, it's Beis Hillel. There is no halacha of Shvitzis Kalim. So why can't I run the mill? Because it makes noise. Zirusa the Shammai. The Shammai says a whole different reason. The Yushalmi says, when is it permissible to start a malacha Friday that continues on to Shabbos? Is if the malacha itself starts on Friday. But if I set up a system by which a whole malacha, from beginning to end, lock, stock, and barrel, happens on Shabbos, not Friday, the whole thing happens Shabbos morning, that's usur. Even for Beis Hillel. Even though there's no halacha Shvi'as Kalim, if I set up a system by which a halacha happens Shabbos morning, it didn't start Friday. It's not like I start a halacha now. I can't think of it exactly. Let's say that I light a candle now. You know, it's cheating, but I light a candle now, and the candle burns through Shabbos. So I start the halacha now, and it keeps going through onto Shabbos. Okay, the washing machine. Right, but that makes noise. But right, but Yushalmi says for a different reason. Yushalmi would say, right, okay, good. I want to leave my washing machine on Friday. It continues on to Shabbos. So it starts now and continues. So since it started Friday, it's mutter to continue on to Shabbos. But if I set up a system by which malacha, the whole thing happens on Shabbos. That Yushalmi says is not allowed. So the Yushalmi says the mill, that's Chiddush number one. It wasn't this. Yushalmi says Chiddush number two. The mill is called not starting on Friday. Because even though I started the mill on Friday, each kernel is its own chefta shamalacha, tchina. When it grinds this kernel, tchina. Grinds the next kernel, tchina again. Anew. It's not all one long tchina. It keeps coming and coming and coming. A new malacha, a new malacha, a new malacha. So when it comes till Shabbos, Friday night at 10 o'clock, it's still doing tchina. Did a whole malacha of tchina from beginning to end on Shabbos. It's not like lighting a candle. That's one malacha of havara. Continues on to Shabbos. Here, I did Bishul, let's say. I put a pot up right before Shabbos. So I do Bishul on Friday, and that pot continues to cook on Shabbos. That's one Bishul. However, if I do Tchina, run the mill Erev Shabbos, that keeps grinding wheat after wheat after wheat. That's a new malacha, new malacha, new malacha, and it nimsa that the whole malacha happened on Shabbos. And in that case, there's no heter to start a malacha Friday that continues on to Shabbos. So, okay, that's the Yushalmi, but nobody quotes that. But the Rabbi Zevin, in his Sefer Sofrim V'Svarim, which I don't think is extant, I don't think it's in print anymore, but maybe it is in print. You can find it in the library. So he has a piece there. He reviewed, it's like book reviews. One of the books, or one of the manuscripts that he reviewed was the Rambam's Pirush on Masechta Shabbos, which came out of manuscripts in the 40s, I think, 50s. So, they found the manuscript for the Rambam in Perush on Masechta Shabbos, and the Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer, when it was first published, Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer wrote Ha'aris on the Rambam, pointing out the interesting things that the Rambam says throughout his Perush on Masechta Shabbos. One of the interesting things that Rabbi Issa Zalman points out, which is later quoted by Rabbi Zevin, is that the Rambam quotes Yushalmi. The Rambam, when he quotes the Braisa, he quotes the Braisa post Gemayim Legina, and then he quotes the Braisa, you're not allowed to run a mill. Why am I not allowed to run a mill? Yushalmi says, because Yushalmi says that the whole malacha is happening on Shabbos. Kol korit v'korit. Each kernel is its own malacha. So you're not allowed to do it. So Mr. Zalman says, the Rambam passing like Yushalmi, maybe we should pass like Yushalmi too. So if Shabbat thinks we should pass like Yushalmi, this is an overarching chumrah. In many areas in Hilchos Shabbos, it'll come up that you're setting up a system by which a malacha, the whole thing happens on Shabbos, and if Shabbat thinks we should be machmer, like this Yushalmi. Just one second. We should be machmer like this Yushalmi. If that's the case, Zoreya should be no different. If I put a faucet, a hose, running into my garden, Erev Shabbos, which the Bavli quotes a Braisa that's mutter. The Yushalmi never quotes that Braisa, that it's permissible to run a hose all Shabbos long into my garden. Post Gemayim Legina does not appear in Yushalmi at all. Why not? Because each water that comes out, as each molecule, I don't know molecule, but each shear of water that comes out and falls onto my flower bed is a new malacha of Zoreya. It's a new Zoreya, 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 Zoreya. It's not one long malacha of Zoreya. Each Koret v'koret, each, I guess, molecule of water that comes out and falls on my plants is a new melacha of Zoraya. So the Yerushalmi said, you can't do that. Because as Nimsa, that a home, I set up a system by which a whole melacha happens on Shabbos. So Shabbos said, that's why they couldn't run the sprinkler on Shabbos. Not because the sprinkler system made a lot of noise. No. Because the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, that you're making a whole melacha happen on Shabbos. So Shabbos thinks we should be machmer like this Yerushalmi. Yeah, you want that?
I got a question.
Okay.
So it's Shabbos clock.
Oh.
Also.
Oh. So therefore, if Shabbos thinks, really, you shouldn't use a Shabbos clock either. Because the Shabbos clock is that. Mamash the Shabbos clock. You set up a system by which, but one second, let me just mention, Rav Pesach Frank, at the end of Zoraya, quotes from an earlier Achron, the Tshuva Machane Chaim, who also, he didn't know about the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, he didn't know about the Rambam and the Rizal Melzer, but he knew the Yerushalmi, and he said, we should pass like the Yerushalmi. So other posts can also know about this Yerushalmi and think that maybe we should pass it on again. Rav Shesus therefore suggested that a Shabbos clock, which is this par excellence, where you set up a system by which a whole malacha, lach, zach, and barah happens on Shabbos, which shouldn't be allowed. But Rav Shesus said, listen, it's a Rambam and Yerushalmi, so it's a chumrah. So since it's only a chumrah, Rav Shesus suggested that it should be used on things that cost a lot of money to run continuously. So an air conditioner, let's say, which costs a lot of money, or won't run as well if you run it continuously, but I don't think that was his cheshbon, I don't know if he knew that, but it's because it costs a lot of money to run it all Shabbos long, the whole air conditioning in all your whole house, so that he was more sympathetic to allowing a Shabbos clock. Because the Ram's a chumrah, it costs a lot of money. However, when it comes to, let's say, lights, Shabbos thought it didn't cost a lot of money to run your lights all Shabbos, so you shouldn't use a Shabbos clock on lights. In his house they won't use Shabbos clocks on lights. For this reason, because of the Rambam and the Yerushalmi.
A lot of
clocks
also.
That's a different issue.
What about the fact that if the light is on as you go into Shabbos? So it's on for 6 hours from
Yeah, but that's a new then that's over. Off. That's over, goes off, that's so over, and now you're gonna come in the morning. You did a whole melacha of Havara.
Can't say that, you know, to some degree it's not as surprising.
What I thought is Rav Shachter wanted to answer, therefore sending a fax to Eretz Yisrael for the same reason, or calling on the phone, or leaving a message in Eretz Yisrael, because that malacha in Eretz Yisrael didn't start here. That malacha, the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, happened on Shabbos. So you couldn't send a fax to Eretz Yisrael if it's Shabbos already there. Even though it's like starting malacha on Friday that continues on to Shabbos, there, it's the whole thing happens lock, stock, and barrel on Shabbos. It should be a chumrah not to do so. I was just talking to this morning. I ran into this morning because I said, okay, I can hear that by fax because that's malacha of ksiva. The whole ksiva just happened in Eretz Yisrael. But if I call on the phone, that's using electricity. I use electricity here, and that continues electricity there. Or the whole thing is just electricity. He smiled. I don't know whatever that means. So, I don't know, maybe there's more room to be made by the answering machines, but according to Schechter, it would be us to send a fax, or to Chumrah, not to send a fax, Friday, going into Shabbos in Eretz Israel. We'll close with the interesting truva that Ramosha has about Shabbos clocks, where he also touches on this issue as well. Ramosha, it's not in the Marmar Kamos, I apologize. Chelik Dawud, or Chaim Simin Samach, in a truva to Mordechai Tenler, was asked about Shabbos clocks. So he says, of course it's Aser, Shabbos clocks. Why? Because you're doing a melacha which everyone can see on Shabbos. You set your lights. He was asked about lights. You set your lights on Shabbos clocks. Zilus of the Shabbos. He said, ain't Zilus of the Shabbos golem is there. That all the lights in the house turn on. All the lights in the house turn off. It's nigger to everyone. He says he heard that you can run a whole factory based on Shabbos clocks. So he said if you can run a whole factory based on Shabbos clocks, how could this not be Zilzul Shabbos? Like he doesn't quote the Rama, but what he's obviously describing is the Rama which you quoted before. When is it permissible to do a malacha Arab Shabbos that goes into Shabbos is if there's no Zilus of the Shabbos. But if there's Zilus of the Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a malacha, you're not allowed to set up a system by which on Friday a malacha continues on to Shabbos. So he says, if Chazal asserted Amir Lenachri means I can't ask a Nachri to do a malacha for me on Shabbos, but I can set up a Shabbos clock, he says. He says if Chazal would be around today, they would put it in the same simanim as Amir Lenachri. Shabbos clock should be also b'taras Amir Lenachri. We don't make Zeris on ourselves, but that's what Rav Moshe suggests. But then Rav Moshe suggests another Svara, which is the same as the Yerushalmi. He comes to it on his own. He doesn't quote any Mar Makomos, but he says, the only time it's permissible, he says, you'll ask me for post-Kemayim Lakina. You can start a Malacha Erev Shabbos. So he says, that's if it starts Erev Shabbos. Here, the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, happened on Shabbos. Post-Kemayim Lakina might also be the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, because each molecule of water is its own molecule. But he didn't get involved with that. But he said, a Shabbos clock for sure. The whole thing happens on Shabbos. There's no head at the start of another Arab Shabbos that continues on the Shabbos in such a case. So therefore, Moshe says, he says, listen, new lights. People already were knowing the hot there by lights. So he's made, he says, okay, you can leave the Shabbos clock on the lights. Put an air conditioner. Certainly not. Only on lights. So it comes out, it's very funny. It comes out, the Shabbos clocks, according to Moshe, are permissible only on lights. Because that already, kvar nogu. People already were knowing the hot there. But not on other appliances. Rav Shelton might say, because of his Rambam and Yerushalmi, that on other appliances, okay, they cost a lot of money to run all Shabbos. But lights, certainly for restaurant lights, doesn't cost a lot of money to run all Shabbos. So Shabbos clock wouldn't be allowed there. Okay, just basically to review just 1 second, so we could just all be on the same page. As we discussed, the Av Malach of Zoreya, is all of us, or some of them are of us and Toldos. And the major Toldo of Zoreya, one of the major Toldos of Zoreya, is watering. Or aiding growth, not preventative, which we discussed also, but aiding growth proactively, that is certainly a malacha of Zoreya, or it might be a malacha of Choresh, which had the nafkamina for the dirt. And then we discussed watering Erev Shabbos, continuing on to Shabbos, which is a big discussion regarding the sprinklers in the Paschim. Okay, Shkoyach, I think maybe we'll.